7:45, News Radio, WTAM 1100. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. This is Bill Wills. Best Browns coverage Friday. And Austin Hooper brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get a super low home equity rate at Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank or call 800-242-BANK, equal housing lender. Pretty quiet week out there in Brea, right, Austin?
Yeah, nothing out of the usual over there.
Let's get to the elephant in the room first. I know you're going to tell me that, you know, you don't like noise. We need to stay focused, all that. But, I mean, look, this has been the story with Beckham this week. I mean, you guys have to be talking about it some, I guess, when the media's not around in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, amongst us players, you know, we talk about it a little bit. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we got to deal with a very, very good football team we got to travel to here. So, I mean, you know, we definitely wish them the best. I mean, we don't, as players in the locker room, don't know, you know, exactly what's transpiring between Odell and the front office, and I'm gonna leave it at that. Like, I'm gonna let them handle that. I mean, my focus is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, just in terms of the week, though, and I guess our concern, and when I say our, I mean the media asking the questions, but the fans' concern is, like, yeah, this is a big game, Austin. Something like this, this just can be a distraction, can't it?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you let it be, it definitely can be. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just about the maturity of our team and if our team can handle it or not. And I think we've had a really good week of practice, all things considered, and you know, we got to deal with a very good football team. In regardless of who's on the field with us, we got to deal with a good team. So I mean, we put together a good week of practice, considering everything that's been going on, and now we got to finish up one final day of practice, put in our red zone stuff, and then on we go.
Yeah, and before we get to your thoughts on the Bengals, Coach Stefanski this week put it out there. I mean, this is really the midpoint of the season, Austin. But as he put it, hey, this is a team that should be, you guys should be playing desperate today or this week. And the importance of this game, it really is huge. Have you sensed that from him even as you've prepared this week?
I wouldn't necessarily say how do I answer this one? Definitely a point of emphasis in terms of our details and everything goes with it. I don't know if desperate is the right word. I mean, you gotta play with a huge sense of urgency every week in this league. And we got another good football team who's, we gotta go up against and their divisional opponent. So, I mean, they're a really good team. We've got to eliminate mistakes on our end in order to have success against them.
You know, it is the Battle of Ohio, and really this is one of the first time, really in recent years, Austin, where the game has had a lot of magnitude for both teams. It seems like over the years, recently, it's meant something to the one team where the other team has been struggling. But as you mentioned, they're very good at 5-3. The Browns, we know what you guys can be at 4-4. When we just look at the offense right now, Austin, you guys really had so much success. Really, we think back to even to last year or even early this year, getting that rhythm. What's it going to take to kind of, you know, seems like you guys are successful offensively when there is a rhythm. We have not seen that. What's it going to take to get back to that?
Just have to really just come down to just locking in on the details, having some success early, find some momentum, and keeping your foot on the gas pedal. I mean, that's really all it is. So, I mean, I definitely think that's what it is more than anything. I mean, just got to eliminate the self-inflicted penalties, things of that nature, self-inflicted errors. And once you get that momentum, you just got to keep going. And I think once we've gotten it going and, you know, don't shoot ourselves in the foot, so to speak, I think we've shown that we can push the ball downfield. But that's a challenge. We got to get out of our own way and do it consistently.
Paul Brown Stadium, I'm sure, will be loud on Sunday, but there'll be plenty of Browns fans down there,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
So let's hope for a good one. Hope for a good win on Sunday, and good luck. Thanks for checking in this morning. As always, we'll catch up with you next Friday. Okay, pal?
Appreciate it.